Hey, Matt. We hear about quarterbacks that are serious nerds when it comes to preparation, you know, first in, last out, late night studying. Where would you put yourself on that scale?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done during the week to get yourself prepared and ready to play. So I've got my routine. I like to sleep, so I mean, there might be somebody else in the building before me, but you know, I'm there pretty late, usually one of the last ones out of there, and so you know, feel good about my routine, feel good about where I'm at, and feel like I know how to get myself prepared and ready to play.
Front center, how important is it on Sunday to have Julio established in the game as an offensive threat, whether it's forcing them to overcommit coverage to him or actually, you know, taking the opportunity to give him the ball and let him make big plays?
Yeah, I think that's it's really important for us. I mean, he's such a huge part of what we do in terms of creating explosive plays and, you know, changing how a defense is going to defend us. So we'll get him involved for sure. I know Kyle will do a great job of formatting things and moving him around to get him in spots to make some plays. And, you know, I expect he'll have a great game.
This is from Nickelodeon. What advice would you give your 10-year-old self?
Oh, man, 10-year-old self. I'd probably say, you know, enjoy the moment. Some of my favorite memories are whether it's with the kids I grew up with playing on our local teams, football, basketball, or baseball, high school, all of those things. So they're as good of memories as you can make. And so enjoy it, work hard, and you know, do well in school, because if you don't do well in school, you're not going to have the opportunity to play.
Matt, Bill Burt, CNHI Sports Boston. Question, I know you've probably been asked this a lot, but Mike, Dan Quinn's influence on you?
Dan's been super influential for me personally. You know, he does such a great job of connecting with you on a personal level, understanding what makes you tick and what makes you go. And, you know, he's kind of nailed that with me. He's nailed that with everybody on our team. So he's a great motivator. He also makes things feel real normal. I mean, that's, you know, that's probably one of his best attributes, is that, you know, regardless of the situation we're going into, he's really honest, really upfront, and makes you feel real comfortable in all situations.
Hi, Matt. TV3 Sports, Denmark. You've been in the league a long time, but your development into this year has been really remarkable, playing at a MVP level. Could you describe the process coming into this year? What changed?
Well, you know, I think I've continued to improve throughout my career and worked really hard to get the most out of myself. I think specifically this year, you know, made a few changes in terms of my off-season training program and work with Adam Dado and Tom House out in California. And I felt like that really helped me train the way that I needed to. You know, but I also think just the addition of some players on our team, guys like Alex Mack coming into our offensive line, and Taylor Gabriel, Mohamed Sanu, Aldrick Robinson at the wide receiver position. And you talk about two young tight ends for us, Josh Perkins and Austin Hooper. When you put a lot of talent around you, it makes it, you know, easier to make plays. And you know, our supporting cast has done a great job this year.
Hey, Matt. Stacey Dales, NFL Network. Your coach just talked to us about turnovers being ultimately the difference in the turnaround from his first year to now. Can you just specifically tell us what you did in terms of sort of correcting those turnovers? And then, obviously, year two in this offense with Kyle and the impact on the turnovers.
Yeah, I think that's been a huge part of our success for sure. You know, I think for myself specifically, I think being more comfortable in the system, understanding, you know, exactly what we're trying to do, what Kyle's trying to do, being more familiar with you know, certain situational calls that he's going to make. I think that's helped us. We've been much better in the red zone as well. We had a ton of, I think we led the league in turnovers last year in the red zone, and have been excellent in that department this year. So those were the two things that I helped, really emphasizing, you know, being productive in the red zone, not giving them the ball in the red zone, and then number two, just being more comfortable within the system.
Hello there. The Super Bowl is the first major event to take place since the travel ban went into effect, and the Houston Sheriff's Department called this problematic because of all the protests. Are you worried about fan safety or player safety or this taking away from such a phenomenal event?
You know, I hope it won't take away from the event. Obviously, the Super Bowl is really, really important for so many people throughout the country, whether it's players, fans, media, or just, you know, casual fans that get into it for this weekend. So I hope it won't affect anything, and I trust that, you know, law enforcement and everyone will do a great job.
Right here in front of you, right?
Hey, Matt. Couple questions. Can you just discuss how Devontae and Tevin, what that means to the offense, how they complement each other? And, I mean, it's pretty unique to have that sort of two-headed back that you can kind of rotate either one in, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. And also, Matt Bryant's kind of journey to get to here at 41 for his first Pro Bowl, first Super Bowl, a guy that's become, seems like, better than ever at his age is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'll start with Matt. You know, Matt's been a teammate for a long time, and he's been so consistent and so good throughout the years. And for him to get recognized this year individually for his first Pro Bowl, I couldn't be more happy for him. He deserves it. I mean, he's deserved it before. He's one of the guys that we rely on in critical situations. If you can just get the ball to the number that he talks about at the end-of-game situations, you just know he's going to put it through the pipes. And so he's had a great season. I'm happy for him. I think his longevity and consistency speaks to how hard he works during the offseason, taking care of himself, working at his craft, and the time and effort that he puts in during the season as well. So he's had a great year. And then our running backs, Devontae and Tevin are two of the best in the league. They complement each other so well. I think the unique thing about us and about them is that they're both three-down backs. They're guys that can run the ball between the tackles. They catch the ball extremely well out of the backfield. And they're both excellent in pass protection. And it's rare that you have one guy on your roster like that. We happen to have two that are, you know, that are really, really talented. And that makes it difficult for a defense to account for those guys because there's really no change in what we do with either of those guys in there. And, you know, it doesn't allow for them to key in on certain things.
Matt, could you discuss the role of the tight end in the offense? And they're kind of the unsung guys that are kind of overlooked with all the, you know, Julio and Gabriel and the running backs.
Yeah, for sure. Our tight ends, you know, probably don't get as much credit as they deserve, but they're incredibly important to our success. You talk about Levein Toilolo. I mean, I feel like every catch he's had this year has been an explosive play for us, and that's huge. When he gets his opportunity, he makes plays. He's outstanding in the run game. He's kind of the edge setter for us in the run game. Does a great job of getting things going. And then our other two guys, the young guys, you know, Austin Hooper's a guy that has been extremely comfortable from the, you know, first game of the year. He's come in and played well for us all year. And Josh Perkins is, you know, he's come in when he's gotten his opportunity when Jacob got hurt. He's taken full advantage of it and made a great touchdown catch for us against Carolina and showed, you know, what he's capable of doing. He's a really good player as well.
Hey, Matt, Steve Weich. Over here.
Gotcha.
Continue, sir. We hear the Patriots always, they'd like to take away what teams do best. I would assume everyone you play tries to take away what you guys do best. Have you seen a trend, though, as to what teams do they try to stop your run game more or so, try to take out Julio? And is there any way to anticipate maybe which direction the Patriots will go?
Well, you know, I guess you never really know which way they're going to go. They've done a great job at mixing things up all season. I think that's one of the things that New England does extremely well is plan week to week, and they can look very different on film week to week. As far as what we've seen this year, it's been a little bit of both. I think it depends on the personnel you're going against. If people really trust their secondary, you know, I think they'll try and take away the run game. You know, and maybe if they don't, they're going to try and take away some of those explosive plays that you might get with Julio. But we've kind of seen a little bit of both all year.
Matt, what was the low point last year after you guys started 5-0, that 3-8 slide? What's the low point, the level of frustration, and what kind of advice would you have to your peers that might go through the same thing?
You know, I'm not really sure if you can pinpoint just rock bottom, but when you lose a number of games in a row, I mean, that's tough. It's tough on you. You put so much work into it, and to lose close games and to not get the results that you want, it's difficult. The advice is to just keep plugging, keep working, and you know, have the belief that your process is correct and that what you're doing is right, and that if you continue to work at it, you're going to get the results that you want.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.